Happy new fiscal year, everyone. Everyone, that is, except for employees of the state of Michigan, whose fiscal year begins October 1st. The state used to have a normal fiscal year, but switched in the 70s as part of budget balancing maneuvers. Anyway, even though their budget year isn't over, our allegedly full-time lawmakers are honoring the conventional year by knocking off for the summer, pretty much. They're scheduled to be in session for only 2 days in the next 2 months. Nice work if you can get it. To be sure, whether you liked it or not, the lawmakers did accomplish a lot in the last 6 months. Repealing the Michigan business tax, inaugurating a pensions tax, balancing the budget earlier than anyone except Bill Milliken can remember. They finished the session yesterday by dramatically changing the way public school teacher tenure works in Michigan. Not that our lawmakers didn't do some silly stuff, too. You'll be pleased to know that our legislators made it possible for 5-year-olds to hunt bear. That's right, they repealed that pesky socialist law that said you had to be at least 10 years old to shoot living creatures with a gun. Now, kids of any age will be able to blast away, provided they're accompanied by an adult who has a hunting license. One more reason to stay out of the woods. Turning serious, I was struck by something about the teacher tenure battle. The legislation will make it easier to fire bad teachers, all agree. It was bitterly opposed by the teachers' unions, who always seem to oppose any kind of education reform. Interestingly, however, even the unions admitted at the last moment that it was too hard to fire really bad teachers and that changes needed to be made. They decided to back a less drastic bill introduced in the Senate that would have streamlined the process. But it was too late. The problem was that a year ago, the unions would have opposed any changes whatsoever. By not being willing to address the issue earlier, in a sense, they did it to themselves. There was a version of that going on in Detroit this week, too, where the mayor and city council battled down to the wire over how much to cut out of the impoverished city's budget before the new fiscal year began. The two sides were $50 million apart and, after a dangerous game of chicken, met each other in the middle. Many Detroiters were relieved that some essential city services will be preserved, at least for now. But city council members who opposed the deal say it will cost the city more in the long run. Ken Cockrell, who was interim mayor for a few months after the fall of Kwame Kilpatrick, said, "The city tends to govern itself under the false presumption that the most optimistic revenue and spending assumptions will materialize, when, in reality, the actual figures always seem to turn out worse than expected." His fear is that not making more painful cuts now could lead to disaster and perhaps an emergency financial manager later. Politics, however, does tend to trump common sense. I have a hunch we're in for a few very interesting years.